Hello and welcome to the Becoming Your Highest Self podcast. I'm your host, Macy Renee, and we are going on a journey together, my friend. If you've been looking for a podcast geared towards your growth, self-awareness, navigating your brain's daily mind drama, and deep inner work to become your highest and best self, you are in the perfect place. Let's get started. Hello and welcome back to Becoming Your Highest Self podcast. I hope that you all had an awesome weekend and I hope that you all have fun plans coming up because it is Thanksgiving week. So this Thursday is Thanksgiving. We have quite a few plans. We're going to have to run to several different places, but what I'm looking forward to most is my cousin's fried turkey bites. He almost makes them like fried chicken tenders. Oh my gosh, they're so good. I'm so excited for that. So I hope that you all have some big, fun, exciting Thanksgiving plans. And I'm so curious to know, I'm going to ask my Facebook following this, but what deals do I need to be aware of for Black Friday? What do I need to know? Do you know something I don't know? And if you do, you should connect with me on Instagram or Facebook and fill me in on the details because I am not a Black Friday shopper every single year. In fact, I haven't gone Black Friday shopping purposefully in a long time. I think it was 2014 that I last went Black Friday shopping for something I really wanted, and it was a 50-inch TV that we still use to this day that I got for $210. It was such a good deal. I could not pass it up. And after that, it was just like, I don't want to get out and battle the crowds or, you know, have people fighting because people are cray cray. They are so out of control sometimes. And it seems like Black Friday starts earlier and earlier every single year. So I think it was more fun whenever everybody had to get up super early and you're super tired and you make like hot chocolate or coffee and then go stand in line. I think I like that better for the excitement piece, but I guess that it cuts down on a lot of people's cray cray if they open the stores at any given hour, you know, or earlier people get in and get out. It just makes it a little less exciting though, in my opinion. But if you have something that you have seen online on Amazon, Wayfair, you know, in person at a store that I need to know about, and I'm going to kick myself in the butt because maybe I don't know about it, please, you know, have my back and message me and let me know what that is. So anyways, happy Thanksgiving, happy early Thanksgiving. Christmas is upon us. And I hope that you all have a safe and happy holiday. So today we're going to talk about questioning everything. And this episode might make you scratch your head a little bit and you might think that I'm crazy. But I want you to try and follow along if you can. So I'm going to tell you why I was inspired to chat about this. I, this past week, went to a play with a family that I absolutely love. It's called Derby Dinner Playhouse, and it's in Indiana. It's not too far. It's like right over the bridge for us that live in Kentucky. And you go and watch a play or musical or whatever they're hosting for the time period, and you get to eat and drink and just have fun. And so we saw Elf, and it was spun off of the movie Elf. Really, really cute. And as we were leaving the show, people are chatting about the show. People are laughing. Some people are talking. And we're all being, you know, shuffled out the door all in one, kind of like a herd of cattle, really. And as we were doing that, I overheard some people saying, oh my gosh, that was so cute. That was hilarious. I overheard some people say, I like that better than the movie. And then I heard other people that were like, it was just okay. Like, I don't know that I would go see it again or recommend it. And it got me thinking, my life coach brain, of how we can all be exposed to the exact same thing. We could all see the exact same thing. We can hear the exact same thing. We could be exposed to the exact same knowledge, and yet all of us come up with a different interpretation of what that information means. And for the first time, really, in a while, my mind was blown because I really thought the show was cute, but the person that was behind me who said, it was just okay, I don't know, I really wouldn't recommend it to anybody else. I just had this epiphany when I heard them say that, and I thought, interesting how we all were at the same show and we have such different opinions about what we saw and how we took it in and how we interpreted the information. And it got me thinking that is what I wanted to do today's podcast episode on, because the work that you do with a life coach is question everything. You question everything that you have been thinking your entire life. And it is the most powerful, trippy, awesome work that I think I've ever been exposed to. Because when you're growing up, you are instilled with beliefs and principles and teachings that whoever has taught you, it more than likely has been, you know, passed down to them. And so with a lot of the topics that we even talk about on this podcast, for instance, money, we are instilled with beliefs around money. Like there, you know, I think I mentioned this in the money episode that my family had very specific beliefs around money and people who had a lot of money and people who don't have a lot of money. But mostly like when it came to being wealthy, my family had this big story on what it meant to be wealthy. And a lot of times their belief was more money, more problems, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. Do you think I'm made of money? I know that I mentioned this last, the last episode that we talked about money. And so what happens in childhood is we hear, you know, our family, caregivers, friends, family friends, cousins, aunts, uncles, whatever, talk about a certain topic where they have a certain belief about something. And when we're really young, we don't question it. We don't have that ability to reason and logic the same way that we do as an adult. And so we take everything in that we're hearing through our little ears and we process it as fact, and it creates emotion in our body. And we've talked about this a lot, right? And so we all formulate our own beliefs based on the information that we're taking in. And what it comes down to is a belief is your most practiced thought. I want to say that again. Your beliefs are your most practiced thought. I heard my coach say this recently in a podcast, and I've heard it a few different ways, you know, like whatever beliefs you have, that is what you think about the most. But I loved that she said, your belief is your most practiced thought, because it really is true. Whatever you're thinking about the most, whatever you're whatever thought you're choosing to think the most becomes ingrained in your system as a belief. And your brain then believes that that is absolutely 110% true. You have thought that particular thought so many times that that then feels true. So for people who feel like they are never going to make more money, they have had that thought over and over and over again so many times that that is an ingrained belief in their mind that they truly feel is true. So this is where we have a lot of differences in opinions and even degrees of separation with religion and politics and, you know, basic topics revolving our world, our society, is that we've heard something and we pick and choose, we filter what resonates with us in that moment. And then when we choose to believe that thing over and over and over again, it creates a belief. And we have practiced that thought so many times in our mind that we automatically believe that it's true. Now, what I teach the women that I coach in my Inner Mastery program for 12 weeks is a lot of times we need to question every belief that we have, because just because we have a belief does not mean it's true. It means it's true for you, right? It could be true for you, but that doesn't mean that it's actual truth. So what does that mean when we're talking about certain topics? A lot of times what this means is that topics are very neutral, that we give something its meaning, because the truth is, if the truth was that it was a specific way, every single person would believe the exact same thing. And that is not the case. So when I was leaving the show Elf, in my mind, I was like, that was a really cute show. In other people's mind, it was hilarious and better than the movie. And then for the guy behind me, it was okay. I don't know that I would tell anybody about it. We all saw the same thing. We all heard the same thing. We're all sitting in the room at the exact same time, and yet we formulated our own beliefs about that show based on other things that we have experienced in our life. So for me, I thought it was really cute. I prefer the movie. For other people, they thought the movie was not as good as the show. The show had a little bit more humor because they have to cut it down significantly, obviously, to get it in about an hour and a half of a play, you know, putting in props and whatnot. But it's very interesting because this is what we do. This is what creates a lot of our separation in, you know, and differences of opinions. And differences of opinions are needed and necessary. And I think that we should welcome other people's thoughts and opinions and perspectives. And so another reason why I think that this topic is so important is because a lot of times we can't even hear information that could absolutely change our life because we have practiced our particular thought so many times that it's become a belief, and that belief taints our vision of what is actually possible at times. So, you know, I go back to money because money is a really easy thing to relate it to. Because I feel like when people have limiting beliefs around something, a lot of times it is money. So if you have a teacher who, you know, typically a teacher is very underpaid and overworked, that is the trend, I think, you know, everywhere, is that they're very overworked, very underpaid. And so if someone introduces the idea that a teacher can make six figures a year doing what they're currently doing, or making a six-figure income by looking into something, a lot of times the knee-jerk reaction is going to be to shut down that thought, to shut down that belief, because it's not their most practiced belief. So what they have practiced believing for a very long period of time is that they're very overworked and underpaid, and that they make, I don't even know what teachers make, but I know that it's nothing, you know, that they deserve. But, you know, in their mind, they're seeing the salary that they're making, and they see a gap and a disconnect between a new thought of being able to make six figures doing what they're doing. And so this is what creates our limiting beliefs. It would be like for me, you know, I know coaches in the industry that are making millions of dollars a year that I watched when they were making like just at $100,000 a year. I've watched my personal mentors get to that place. And I also know coaches that don't make a lot of money or any money in a given year of putting themselves out there. And so what this means is that in general, the circumstance is very neutral. Like coaches making money is something that can be seen as very, very neutral. But then you put yourself in that category, right? As like for me, when I hear, yeah, you can make, let's just throw out the number, $2 million a year, immediately I do have like a knee-jerk reaction. It's like I want to believe that for myself. I see that it's possible because I see my mentors that have taught me that are doing it. So I know that it's possible. And yet there are limits that come up in my mind because I haven't practiced believing that I can make $2 million a year, right? Like for a lot of people, the very first goal in coaching, this is just to give an example, a lot of times coaches are wanting a $5,000 month, and you have to ask yourself, why do you want the $5,000 month? Well, usually that's coming from the belief that they can see that for themselves. But if you also say, yeah, well, you can make $100,000 a month, all of a sudden your brain kicks in and it's like, oh, no, I can't make $100,000 a month. But that's just a limiting belief. And so when I'm telling you to question every thought you have, I really truly mean that, because your thoughts are what create the feelings in your body. The feelings in your body are what create the action that you do or do not take. And the action that you do or do not take is what creates your results. We talked about this way early on in the podcast. And I did a kind of an introduction to each of these individually. So thoughts create feelings, feelings create actions, actions create your results. So the thing about it is, your thoughts contribute to everything that you create in your life. So if you don't believe that six figures is possible for you, then it's not. If you don't believe that you can be the next American Idol, then you won't. If you don't believe that you're going to graduate college and have a degree, you're going to have a harder time. You won't. Like, what you believe to be true creates your path. So when I'm coaching my clients, I'm encouraging them to question everything. Question everything. Why do you believe that? Where is that coming from? Is it coming from 40 years of conditioning? And is it even true? Or can we look at it as something that is extremely neutral when you take off the glasses of, this is what I've believed 40 years of my life, there's no way it can be different? No, it absolutely can be different, but you have to take off those rose-colored glasses where your belief is the only thing that's true. And I think this is why people struggle the most, maybe when they hire a life coach at first, or like, this is why life coaching can be very difficult, because you're working with someone who is making you question everything you've believed to be true up until this point. So when I'm working with a coach and they're like, there's no reason why you can't make 10K a month, 20K a month, 100K a month, and my brain is fighting them on it. Like, no, that's just not even possible. I don't know enough people. I don't know how to get my name out there. I don't know, blah, 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 blah. Like, your brain goes crazy. And it doesn't mean that that isn't true. It doesn't mean that I can't do that. But yet, because of my belief system, that is where my brain will keep me. Are you all following along? Do you feel like you're understanding this? So it could be the same with people who believe that they could never go to college. If they believe that they could never go to college, the likelihood of them getting accepted and going through the steps to even enroll themselves in college is going to be very slim to none. But if they have a mentor, a family member, somebody that really believes in them and says, why do you believe that you can't make it through college? And they have this long laundry list of all of these beliefs and reasons why they wouldn't be able to make it, because they're a first generation college student, because nobody in their family ever made it, because they failed every test that they ever took and needed a tutor, you know, one-to-one. We have things that create and reinforce that most practiced thought, that belief in our mind. And our current beliefs predict the future that we're going to have. So if you want a different future for yourself, you have to start thinking new thoughts. You have to start creating new beliefs way before you're ready. That's what this podcast is all about. Becoming your highest self is about becoming the person way before you're ready. Doing the things that scare you way before you're ready. If I would have waited until I was ready to even have a podcast, I probably wouldn't have a podcast for another 3 or 4 years. I had to really step into my highest self and say, what does Macy do, you know, when she wants to share her message? She has a podcast. Okay, when does Macy have a podcast? You know, it's like my logical self was like, no time soon, because that sounds scary. But my highest self was like, no, you do it way before you're ready. You just launch it and you learn along the way. And that's what I've been doing. So in anything, whether it's my clients, and it could be, this goes all across the board. It could be that some of my clients are having a really hard time with their marriage and they love their husband or their significant other so much. And yet they have this belief that it's never going to get better, that they're way too far gone, that their marriage is a struggle. And that's a belief. That is just a thought that they have reinforced over and over and over again, so much so that their brain believes it to be true. And so when I'm working with them, I'm like, do you love your significant other? Well, yes, of course. Do you want it to work? Yeah, but, you know, and it's like, okay, what do you need to be thinking and believing? Like, what is some new thought that you can think in your mind? What do you need to question those thoughts that you have that are not serving you? Just because you have a thought and a belief does not mean it is serving you. If you have a belief that everybody in the world is bad, that's not really serving you, because that blocks you from connection and new friendships and things that our human experience really craves. So you really have to get to the nitty-gritty of, what things am I choosing to believe? And are these things that I'm choosing to believe actually serving me? And if they're not serving me to my highest and best, greatest, most possible self, what do I need to start questioning in order to flip that thought around? So when I am all in my mind that I can't ever make 50K a month as a coach, right? And I'm like freaking out, because although I've seen it happen, I know that it's possible. I've watched my mentors do that and then some, a ton some. And I know it's possible. Logically, it's there. The evidence is there. And yet my belief can only, like, my system goes off past evidence of what I've currently achieved. That's for all of us. So your brain will look at past evidence and say, what have we actually achieved? And it'll look at that number or that thing or that thought or that belief instead. And it'll say, oh, here's what we do. This is the evidence of what we've been able to do. And that's what holds a lot of people up. So what I have to do is question why that is my cap, right? If I'm looking at a monthly income example, why is that my cap? Why do I believe that? Why am I believing that 50K a month is not possible for me? And that's where my work is. So I have to question that. I have to get real with myself and question everything I'm believing about why that's not possible. I might say, oh, I don't know where my clients are, or oh, I don't charge enough, or a lot of people wouldn't pay that. Well, those are just beliefs that I have thought over and over and over again, so much so that that's what creates my reality. And I really hope people are following along. I hope that this hits you in a deep way to where you can relate it to some area of your life. It doesn't have to be money or business related or anything. That's just the easy example for me to give, because that's something that is a belief that I am trying to push myself out of the box that I'm in now. It's like, I know that it's possible. I see it for myself. And yet at the same time, I don't 100% of the time. I get in my head, I start questioning myself, I start questioning how I would even make that happen or how that's even possible. I get all in my head about it. And then I have to come back down to myself and say, you're just reinforcing a belief that isn't even true. It's not even true. If that were true, that I couldn't make 50K a month, that means nobody would make 50K a month. So if it were actually true, no one would make 50K a month. I don't care what you're doing. No one would make that. But because there is someone who has and does and is, it is possible. So that means if I haven't got there yet, it is merely just a belief in my mind that limits me. And I need to be diligent about questioning why that is and diving in to do the work. And that is the work and the power of life coaching. That is why people hire a coach. When you hire a coach, a lot of times for my clients in particular, they've hit some sort of rock bottom, or they've hit a place where they are like so stuck in their mind. Like, they have this set of beliefs that are so strong, they are in a fog and they cannot see their way out of it. And it could be and I'm doing air quotes, simple solutions. But when you're in the midst of it, you can't see it. That's why you have a mentor, a therapist, a life coach, someone that's going to help you see something you don't see. Because when you're in it, you're in the fog. You're not able to expand as far. You're not challenged to expand as far. Your brain resorts to comfort all the time. So your brain will keep you in that comfortable place. And so people become trapped by their own thoughts and beliefs that they've continually reinforced. Beliefs that aren't even true, but yet they're telling themselves this is true. I'm a teacher. I can't make six figures. That's just a belief. Somebody in the world as a teacher is making six figures, whether they are a professor or they have a side gig. Like the bottom line is that someone has the title of teacher and is making six figures. Whether that's actually in their role of teaching at an elementary school is debatable, right? But there is someone who holds that title that is making six figures. They could be doing something else in their spare time, but that means that it is possible. So that means if it's possible for one, it's possible for multiple people. But if you stay within your box of thinking, if you stay within your box of your own beliefs that aren't serving you to your highest and greatest good, that is where you'll stay because you're in the fog that doesn't see anything outside of that. It's not expansive. So I feel like when you hire a coach, you are like, okay, here I am. I'm in the fog. I'm having trouble with my relationship. I'm having trouble with money. I'm having trouble with my business. I'm having trouble knowing that I can do it. I'm having trouble, you know, sticking to my diet. I'm having trouble with whatever it is. There are so many different areas of our life where we get stuck because we believe something that feels so very true to us that is not actually true at all. So I hope this podcast makes you really be real with yourself and start to question everything. If you have a belief, question it. Like I really try to practice being an active listener. My husband and I were talking to our guests this weekend that stayed with us about how like I am very much an observer and a listener. And a lot of times it's because I'm really focusing on hearing people's point of view and their perspective, and I start questioning my thoughts about that. So I question, do I actually believe what they're saying is true? Do I actually agree with what they're saying? Or maybe have I always agreed with what they're currently saying, but is that actually serving me? And so the way that my mind works now, when I'm hearing people talk about very heavy things or very deep things, I'm taking a back seat and I'm listening very closely, being an observer of my own thoughts in that moment and saying, okay, maybe I've agreed with them my entire life, but is that actually serving us? Because sometimes when you hear other people talking about things, you catch their limits within the conversation and then you realize that you have also been placing yourself in that limit, but you didn't see it when it was you. You see it whenever somebody else brings up something, and you're like, oh my gosh, that's just a limit. That's just a thought that they're having. Like, at least that's what I do now because I've had a lot of life coaching. And so it's very interesting for me as a bystander to kind of sit back and hear something and be like, oh, but that's just a limit that they have. Oh, wait, I've had that limit too. Now I need to question that and ask myself why I've had that limit and create a new belief for myself. And you guys, I had to do this even when I started my business. I didn't believe that I could start my own business until I did it. I didn't believe that I could sign a client that would pay in full until I believed it and it happened. You have to believe before the thing comes. That's a lot of the hardest work when you're doing personal development. Believe before it comes. People think that they're going to believe it when it happens. They're missing the most important part. You have to believe it before it happens because that belief is an energetic vibration and frequency that draws you into the very thing that you're seeking. So a lot of times people are seeking and seeking and seeking and they're wondering where it is and they're saying, oh, I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when, you know, and is that something that's serving them? No, it's really not. What if you just believe that you could? And that's something that I had to do. What if I believed that I could have a podcast? Here I am. What if I believed that I could actually be a life coach? Here I am. What if I believed that people would listen to what I have to say? Here we are. What if I believed that I could sign up a client and this is my price tag and they pay in full? And they have. So you need to question everything when you get in your own way. It's really important. Question every single thing. If you have any questions about this topic at all, I would love for you to connect with me. I am on Instagram at @MacyRenee_. And I'm on Facebook with Macy Renee, and that's MacyRenae. So I hope you all have an amazing Thanksgiving week. Try to put your phone down. Try to be present. Pick it up only to document the pictures and maybe some videos and the memories. I hope that you all have an amazing holiday, and I will see you guys next week. And don't forget, fill me on any Black Friday deals that you know about. Bye, guys.